Don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Thank you very much, banjoist and a banjoist. How would you say banjoist?
Banjoist.
Well, anyway, this is the Bob and Ray Show.
As a picture.
You're coming with that now, huh? How many lines have you got?
That's all. That's all.
Just the one.
I'm expecting somebody to send me the rest of it.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing with the...
My upside down cake?
No, the Great Come and Get It Day.
The Great Come and Get It Day.
Like a kind of a effect there that I like.
Well, that's the effect that song should have. We're going to depart from our prepared script today, aren't we? Because of a special occasion.
That's right. We are. This marks the leaving of the program of Tom Sheehy, who has been our engineer for lo these few months. Few months that we have been here at this particular spot.
Tom, we've arranged for a substitute to take over the board. I wonder if you'd come into the studio just for a few moments and chat with us and kind of reminisce about old times and what your plans for the future are. Tom Sheehy, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you, Tom? Sit down here. All right, opposite us, so we can look at you as we fire the questions your way. Kind of different to be sitting out here and looking through this side of the glass.
Well, not so you notice.
Speak up
it.
A little bit.
Not so you notice it.
Not peeking right.
I used to be an announcer. I used to be on the mic side.
I heard that, and they told you your voice was too low, and you had to give it up.
That's right. I didn't work out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I mispronounced.
So you decided to take up the technical end, which is a mighty worthy pursuit. What are some of the big shows that you've handled controls for, Tom?
Well, let me try to remember. Well, your show, of course, was terrific.
Well, we've been here a comparatively short time. We expect to be here quite some time in the future.
Music Through the Night. I segued a bunch of records.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And see what else I did.
Anything else?
Well, I did 9 p.m. time signals for
For
11 months steady. Without one complaint.
What was that?
I say without one.
Oh, without one complaint.
Right.
I just said you had one complaint.
Well, I've had complaints, but not on a 9 p.m. time signal. It was at 10 o'clock that I had the complaint.
I see. Well, is anything from any of the shows you've appeared on stand out in your mind as being a funny experience or something that you will remember?
Well, yes, the time I was doing a remote broadcast and I forgot to bring the amplifier.
Uh-huh.
And I passed it through the phone company. And I think the network got billed for 11,000 fish.
Uh-huh. Did you tell them the mistake you've made?
I try to cover it up, naturally.
Sure. Didn't want to look bad.
I don't want to look bad and get a mark on my escutcheon. But
anyway,
I'm leaving this and I'm going over to Madison Avenue.
You're going to join the great advertising fraternity, as they call it.
Well, that's right. I like my button-down collar.
It looks very good, and I like the shade of yellow with the shirt.
Well, I'm going to wear mostly white and blue from now on, a regimental striped shirts.
And ties and handkerchiefs to match.
And I got a nice briefcase with my initials on it.
Have you got a belt?
P.S.
Yes. Have you got a belt to match your tie? I notice that's becoming quite popular these days.
Yeah, that's right. They kind of look like suspenders, only they're belts.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to wear them. And some shoes, plain shoes, not too fancy.
Well, look, we want to wish you a great deal of
You didn't
success.
Bring me out here to make a monkey out of me now, did you?
No, we didn't, Tom. We just wanted to chat a little bit.
Going over there to Adam John and his great friend McManus. Or is it John McManus and his buddy Adams?
McManus, John, and Adams, I think.
Something like that.
Yes.
And I'm going to be over there, and I want you to go over and say hello to me.
Well, we certainly will, don't
you? I'm going to be watering the plants in the lobby.
Don't feel like we're strangers to you either, Tom. Is there ever anything we can do?
Well, look, if I can ever throw a commercial your way or a big swinging show, look, I'm going to sound off for you.
Well, okay, that's...
I want to tell you it's been great working with a couple of guys.
Well, I was just going to say that. It's
look, I got to get back in the control room. There's nobody in there.
Tom Sheehy, ladies and gentlemen, and our best wishes to him as he leaves this program after all this time.
Think of it. She was... Well,
hola, amigo.
Oh.
You want to know about stereo phonographs? Listen to my last bullfight on Ordinary Stereo.
Olé!
But now, Colombia Stereo 1. Ah, there is a corrida de toros. Real lifelike, magnifica. There is such a big difference in stereo phonographs. With most, all you get is a couple of speakers shooting in different directions. But with Colombia, hombre, you get fantastic stereo projection. What it does is to send circles of sound sweeping through every inch of a room. You are surrounded with live sound, live feeling, live passion. Ole! Ole! How they cheered me. Ask your Colombia phonograph dealer to demonstrate Stereo One by Colombia. Prices start as low as $39.95 for portables, $129.95 for consoles. El Picador, who let that bull out?
I only got me, buddy. I didn't do it. Wally Ballou has flown west. He's in Hollywood, and he's about to do an on-the-scene broadcast from a soundstage out there. So, Tom Sheehy is one of your last assignments. I wonder if you'd flick the engineer there in Hollywood and bring in Wally, please.
This is radio's Wally Ballou on the soundstage of the great new production, The Big Punch, starring Slate Roof, one of America's all-time great stars, who's sitting here right next to me as calm as you please and as unconcerned about the scene he's about to take part in as anyone I've ever seen. That is a mark of your genius, Slate. That,
that
you can be so unconcerned over an important and rather grueling scene such as the one you're going to do.
Well, you've just seen us go through that.
Just a run-through you went through now.
That's right. This is a big fight scene where I... this is the big punch, and that's where I hit the bad guy with a bottle. And then I pick up a chair. It's one of those breakaway chairs, and I break it over his neck.
It's a Western movie you're making, Slate, I guess.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And all of you folks are familiar, of course, with...
Let's take it from the top.
They're getting ready to take it from the top.
And the longer you say, make mine orange, the wise guy says, sissy, then you start the fight, okay?
And this is going to be the part where we just see the fight portion. And we'll have to be quiet now as they go through this.
Roll up!
Roll up!
Action!
Action!
What do you have?
Take my orange.
Sissy.
Why, you?
Oh, ow! Oh, oh.
I'm sorry, Slate, we didn't do that in the proper order.
What?
You come in, you say make mine lemonade.
Orange, you told
sissy,
me.
Orange.
What do you want, lemonade or orange? I don't care, same difference.
Make it lemonade, I think that would be better.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I think that would be nice.
People then the punch, and you break the bottle
right,
over his head.
People can identify with lemonade, I can... figure more of
yes,
a
sissy. All right, places everyone.
Where
take this
set.
Over again.
Where is it? Talk. Action.
What are you going to have, mister? I'll have lemonade.
Sissy.
Now, that was where you throw him over the bar.
Yeah?
And well, then you toss the table behind the door. You toss the table first.
Well, what's the difference, whether I toss him over the bar before I...
Well, it's just the order, sir. I think we'd better do this again. You ready with the snake board, Charlie?
All right.
Places, everyone.
Snake Rope seems rather tired now. Don't know just how long he'll be able to put up with this rolling machine that's being shot here.
What do you have?
Wait, cut. I didn't see action yet. Places.
Quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set. Action. Roll up.
What do you have? Big one. Lemonade.
Sissy.
Hey, what?
Oh. Someone throw some water on the roof there.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it happened. Slate Roof was punched by the bartender. And,
Well, use the prop,
they're trying to bring him around now.
Just pour it on him.
And he's coming to the Slate for the radio. Well, I guess he's in no condition to talk, and we'll have to return to the set at some later date. And this is Radio's Wally Ballew, returning it now to noon.
Thank you, Wally.
New York, I guess.
Yeah, that's what he's going to say. And now, let's see.
Welcome recording star Mel Torme.
It's terrible trying to sing with a bad cold. So I always take four-way cold tablets to relieve cold miseries fast.
Good idea. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When you catch cold, try my way. Take four-way cold tablets. A fast way to relieve cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories.
To get rid of embarrassing dandruff in 3 minutes, change to Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair, rub in 1 minute, add water, lather 1 minute, then rinse 1 minute, and every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, and embarrassing dandruff's gone. At the same time, Fitch can brighten hair up to 35%. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
Bob, will you put down that commercial and come up here as a character, please? Friends, we have a person who has started a new... well, I don't know, I guess, what would you call it, an amusement park?
Well, that's right. We've taken our theme from the various amusement parks that are opening around the country nowadays.
Yes.
Freedom Land, I believe, opens next summer here in your New York.
Yes.
Disneyland, of course, is famous, and there are other parks of that nature around.
Yes, yes. Dreamland is another one that opened here, several centuries ago.
Yes. And I am opening a replica of the city of Paris, France.
Oh, say, you know, that would appeal to me because I've never been to Paris.
You'll be able to see Paris without going there.
And I've always thought I'd like to go to the City of Light.
Mm-hmm.
What will you have there, sir?
Well, we'll have your left bank, your Rue de la Paix, your Champs-Élysées.
Uh-huh. Any chance of having the Queen's Midtown Tunnel there?
We may be able to work that in.
Sir, I wish I could
You'll
talk to you.
You'll find us in Rome, New York.
Oh, that's Little Paris in Rome, New York. Thanks. Wonderful. And now, we'll have a thought for the day in just 10 seconds.
And here is the thought for the day. If you look like your passport photo, you need the trip.
Wonderful. Until the next time, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network.